This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Karnataka Chief Minister Siddaramaiah has formally submitted his resignation to the Governor's Secretary at Lok Bhavan today. Addressing media, he confirmed that the resignation letter was officially handed over to the Secretary. Mr. Siddaramaiah said he requested the Governor to invite the Chief Minister designate to assume office as his government enjoys an absolute majority in the Assembly with the support of over 136 MLAs. The Chief Minister designate, Deputy Chief Minister D.K. Shivakumar, is one of the senior leaders of the Karnataka Congress. He played a key role in the Congress Party's victory in the 2023 Karnataka Assembly elections. The National Testing Agency NTA has released revised examination dates and admit cards for the Common University Entrance Test Undergraduate CUET UG 2026 examinations for admission to programs across central and participating universities. The examinations will now be conducted on the 31st of this month and 6th and 7th of next month. The examination, which was scheduled for today, was rescheduled due to Eid ul-Adha. NTA said that admit cards for candidates appearing for the test on Sunday can be downloaded from the official website of ntacuet.nta.nic.in. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan today assured resolution of all grievances of students regarding discrepancies and technical glitches in CBSE Class 12 examination evaluation process and its newly introduced on-screen marking OSM system. Mr. Pradhan said the OSM system is a progressive instrument aimed at ensuring greater transparency. He was speaking to media after holding a meeting with CBSE officials in New Delhi. President Draupadi Murmu has urged the police force to become more citizen-centric and sensitive while dealing with vulnerable sections, especially women, the poor and the children. President Murmu was speaking after conferring the prestigious President's Police Colour on the Sikkim police during Alankaran parade held in Gangtok this morning. She appreciated the role of Sikkim police in maintaining law and order and in disaster management.
पुलिस व्यवस्था को अधिक सिटीजन फ्रेंडली बनाया जाना चाहिए ताकि सामान्य लोग बिना भय के अपनी समस्या दर्ज करा सके. महिलाओं, बच्चों और कमजोर वर्गों के प्रति संवेदनशील व्यवहार को भी प्राथमिकता देनी चाहिए. साइबर क्राइम, ऑनलाइन फ्रॉड, हैकिंग और डीप फेक जैसी नई चुनौतियां सामने आ रही. इन नई चुनौतियों से निपटने के लिए पुलिस को लेटेस्ट टेक्नोलॉजी, साइबर सिक्योरिटी और डिजिटल इन्वेस्टिगेशन में
India and China have reviewed the situation in border areas and expressed satisfaction with the progress made in maintaining peace and tranquility. The meeting was held during the 35th meeting of the Working Mechanism for Consultation and Coordination on India-China Border Affairs held in Beijing yesterday. The two sides discussed issues pertaining to delimitation, border management, mechanism building and cross-border cooperation. The fragile ceasefire between the United States and Iran has come under severe strain after both sides exchanged military strikes near the strategically important Strait of Hormuz. The U.S. military said it shot down four Iranian attack drones and struck a drone control station in Bandar Abbas. Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps confirmed the strikes and said it retaliated by targeting an American military base in Kuwait. A U.S. ally said earlier it was responding to hostile missiles and drone attacks. The festival of sacrifice, Eid ul-Adha or Bakr Eid, has been celebrated with religious fervor and gaiety in various parts of the country today. People offered prayers in Eidgahs and mosques this morning. Later, they exchanged Eid greetings. Eid ul-Adha is celebrated to commemorate the willingness of Prophet Ibrahim to sacrifice his only son in obedience of God's command. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi greeted the people on the occasion. In badminton, India enjoyed an impressive day at the Singapore Open today with Lakshya Sen, P.V. Sindhu, the men's doubles pair of Chirag Shetty and Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy, and the mixed doubles duo of Dhruv Kapila and Tanisha Krasto all advancing to the quarterfinals. Sindhu defeated Japan's Riko Gunji in the pre-quarterfinals of the women's singles round of 16. She will take on South Korea's N. Se-yong. And that is the end of this news bulletin.